All right. Welcome, everybody, to the Planning and Development Committee meeting, a meeting number 6.
Hello, Tulara Namo, Katama Zakalat, Katama Kainanaya, Katama Nayalame Mata, Koyaname Tosage, De Sako, Deniko, Takwata, the Hungrove, Katama Jutichat, Stevenson, Payata Chejo,
Deputy Mayor
Awa, Second, Mayor Tulia, Awa, Pilone.
Any questions or concerns about the agenda?
I will
call for a vote. Moving on.
Oh,
unanimous. Unanimous. Moving on to the minutes, of which there are none. Does anyone have any declaration of interest? None. There are no delegations. No deferred. So moving right on to item number 5, new business. First up, we have a request for permit application number 22-019.
Happy Valley Meto.
Robert. Say this wrong. Robert Abe.
Abe. I'm Rachel Hollingshead.
Candace. Cadence Bunk. Well,
Cadence,
who's going to be presenting
Bunk
this?
Talk, well, how's it going to happen?
Thank you, Madam Chair. The applicants are proposing to develop an accessory building for a personal workshop and storage space. And the
variance
is required to support this application, which are to increase the maximum cumulative floor area for accessory buildings from 740 square meters to 45.2 square meters. And the second variance is 45.2 accessory building from 40 meter to 4.1 square meters.
No,
not square meters.
The
options are to approve the development permit application and request for variances. Option 2 is to refer the application back to staff. And option 3 is to refuse the development permit application. And so the policy implications, the variances are considered minor and supportable. The site is a significantly larger than average lot.
It's
a larger
accessory
building,
or in this case,
two accessory buildings.
And
it maintains the intent of the
applicable
regulations. And the benefits to this are that the building size will allow the applicants to have adequate storage and space. And the new workshop will be more useful to the applicants to
attract the
students
to see if they are
certified. And they are certified, so the stipulation is that the planning and development committee approve the development permit application to permit the accessory building and approve the variances to increase the maximum permitted gross floor area, as well as approve the variance to increase the maximum permitted accessory. Thank you.
Can I get a motion? Are there any questions or concerns? Seeing none, may we have a vote? Councillor Curley, are you in favor?
Katamaji Curley Anaki, Tachumana.
Oh, I just called for a vote to follow the staff recommendations.
Nehwata Hulogotana, Atulahujo, Apuratatuma. Hey, Tahujibuma, Nehwata.
Yeah, I made the motion. Yeah, so I'm calling for.
Tahujibunga Lewata Watanga, Nehwata Hulukta.
Oh, yeah. Are you for or against?
No, I'm not sure. I'm waiting for.
Are you for or against? Next item
So the staff recommendation is that you can
permit the development of the daycare center. Is there a mover to recommend the staff recommendation? Councillor Shepherd moves.
Shepherd
Mayor Awa seconds.
Mayor Tuleava,
are there any questions or concerns? Councillor Stevenson.
Thank you, Councillor
Smith.
If we could turn in the package to the location map.
This
property
is
adjacent to
Spanish-shaped
property that looks like it. Details of
that
property exists like that.
Thank you. The city planner have a response to that?
All right, I will pass the question over to Michelle.
All right, go ahead, Michelle.
Thanks, Madam Chair. The funny shaped was created for drainage. The drainage goes to the rear of the lot. A drainage easement building 3220, which brings the drainage
Thank you, Councillor Natak. Did they get the trap?
An area for has not been considered as part of
the
Cadence. Thank you,
Cadence.
Do you have anything else to add? Thank you, Councillor Nata. Deputy Mayor Awa.
Mayor Tule Awa, Ati.
Kuyan Mik Sivota. Una. There are next Mayu Yaman Makunik, including Amartan Nunangwa Kachimayu Stevenson, of course, calling up. Angi yuduni imma kasibuni sitin na kaabik tawlaak patan na nunangwa na yukta nga bulo ni temay ni ngay nang natuk sa kuyan mik siyota.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Awa.
Kuyan na may mayor tulay awa kaydan kiwi.
So the if we're referring to the lot that's part of this application,
In that case, can I get a motion, I guess we'll call for a vote,
all
in favor of following the
recommendations?
All right, we will move on to our next item, item C, which is a request for decision on development permit application number DP22-024 and request for variance. Block 40, plan
12, Nunanga Ilangan 2208, Samantha to follow.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good evening.
applicant is proposing to construct a vestibule on the west side of the existing and the existing vestibules on the south and east side of the building. Application requires one variance. And will also improve energy efficiency and for storage for the association. Now, the to approve the application associated variance, refer the item back to staff for further analysis, or reduce the permit and the
Seeing none, I will call for a vote to follow the recommendations. All in favor? Unanimous.
Kayo siyo.
Thank you. All right. Moving along to item D. Request for decision to repeal and replace amendment and the new Engineering and Capital Planning Department. The Capital Planning Department will create fees have not been updated since 2016. This is also just part of a general housekeeping. Options are to approve charges by law. Refer the item back to staff for further analysis or reduce the fees and charges amendment.
Thank you very much. I guess my question is really the Public Works Department. Because I'm looking at the cost of tires. I'm sure I understand. Citizens find it.
$85
$85 ataloa tana nuna le paia konon au lakti ge hamning in nutuanga kataloman kisiani kanu utakti ge lagi atsata king in ning apasi ge atil logo ataloa lo kanu le $550 atatuin nak logi lo ataloa tako ang umim mata igitsiga ang ata nuna siutini hakili si ang umara tayo manatigin na kumi Steven Katima yi Stevenson
Samantha would you like to respond
kanu kiyo kumabi Samantha kiyo kong nakpeo
thank you was involved
ila yung itong awalo ang
the fees changes for all the
funds
that are
recommended.
So I did discuss the with the Public Works Department, and I had understood from them that looking into it, $35 was the cost of property, and was a concern that the high cost was disincentivizing disposal of tires, and that staff were finding that
it
was a
concern
on the tundra, like in other areas.
So
that fee did reduce to that, but I can take it that fee back to for them to look into it further and to
kami ko tao kanyang nahor logo kanu namang mga namang mga loni tana malit siya mga ta akik sangin ning pero iyaw gaya kagayak tuni kino yan ning o kao si Tate katimayi Stevenson ila siya mabit
go ahead
thank you
na kumi
yeah that I would appreciate that but
kubiyagi kagayak tagalo ka to abang mangito asid jiyang ito galo asid jilaw sima ila akago lot to me
it's not that I'm taking issue with it I just am interested
iman nakdung aswang itong o khawsiri gani law gatigot wakani
a new assessment of the value
kausak taw khutu nakdugo imaka ataw si akinga namaktuga yang mga isemaksak si rota khutlogo
thank you
koyan namay katimayi Stevenson
Samantha, do you
Samantha,
have
a
comment? No, but I will look into that and provide
that
information.
Thank you, Samantha.
Councillor Shepherd also has a comment.
Thank you, Shepherd. Do you have a comment? Do you have a comment? Do you have
something for a different meeting, but...
Asiago Katima Katima Tigila took some about Katima Stevenson Kisiani is a Marsarseo Tigiare Haralo Ratigo, is a Titinerang at a nona de Tino, nona Siumin, Opinarani, Gavo Macuno, Akeli Ratartogolo, Pipa Rotitaria Harang at a Kisiani, Maha, Isiroti Monona Siumin, Akeli Ratarayang in Nisamagia Haralo Arta.
Some of the increases being proposed
Pangnatao si mayu pilo ako yu galo ilang aning kisiyan ay si magkaw gama ang ikakta ako mayu ilokto aliyong na ako ni ilagi nalaya akiligi akakayak pa so lo variant sa kaya hang na ako ni ilagi ako tinga ilumon katsito kayang ningani amalo hang ako sanayo lagi ko kaw yung mayigi jangan kaw sak to khare kharanga akeli ge khakata ge jaban e nakom me kate mai shepherd
Samantha
ke yu ma bio
yes so the four dwelling unit
atau sum me lok to ale ngna hotin
covered application fee $900
$900 me akeli ge khakaya to amalo $300 me sana yo le gi kuno kemi ko ge ha mi ano akili shin na lo ni ha o sa to khala mi yo
study grading and drainage plan tamakuno
nga
to be more site system
ko vir tang ni ano to ko si ani taman na to ga nga ya to ni
if it's
a to ge ha ga ya to nunali ta na na pai bi ula nga pa ang yo to ami
and snow studies to be apum
mi kano na ko apisung ni ano kemi ko to ge ha ga ya mi yo
1000 square meters
So 1,000 square meter temana ang yutigi yumin ungatani
but the
atoka yang itu galo ilangan ni akeli 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 uti saga yang ni kisiani kemi kotau ni ngano lununa ta ko ngwa yak tu
thank you
so koi naksiti ge atu naktara o kausi chakakan nak pekate mai shepherd
Ati? How do these fees compare to other
Kanuipa Asita Nunaliu Yukio Doctor Mute, Yellowknife Me, White Horse Midloni, Akili Sungiva, Tema Naji Palungani, Solokina Liu Jangit to Google, Pivalia Yulanamo, Nunalipao Yakuno, Imahaika Yung Sao, Katartu, Doctor Amina Pine Arning in Nikisiani, Ayoriga Sorata, Makiti Chivalego Mayuni, Il Doctor Alero Mayuni Kisiani, Kausarto Halosumava,
total additional revenue,
Imaha, Ilagia, Sungovita, Angiuni, Imanatikina, Yaniaka, what else me? Kausarto Halosumava, Katima Shepherd Nakomik. Samantha Kiogun Naroville.
We did look into White Horse. The numbers here proposed here are how they structured the fees. Although this is based on staff time and an estimate of how long
Thank you, Samantha.
Stevenson,
Atigo.
Thank you, Chairperson Smith.
Nakomik, Chairperson Itzavata Smith.
To that question a little bit. Where some of these costs may seem expensive. If you scroll down in the
I'll just add to what Samantha said. When we were working on this stuff,
Thank you, Simone.
Thank you. Deputy Mayor Awa.
Mayor Tungilinga Awa.
Kino yadagayin yun, takuyo yukso lokto, namagayawal lilo ni, watin yun, tikiyutiwok.
takwa ilangit kimakwasugit akingit kubakala loksima yu yamata ilaw ko yugaru akatimi shepherd kino yelaw kutigi duangit karu akatigi ikayuti tuinyo mata kino ya leo kino ya kriyatinyo una tukiliu kilugo sur lo kai anga kagayong itumo itluksak akakalua ma 3,500 kisiani tana tuksak tuktaw ma 6,000 mo sur lo makwit makwit lo akwil kung kasik tangana akituwek sa madluni kakwa anga ila namagayaw si mong mga ta kakwa nang kinawiyaray ko katimayakalangin Taman nak tak kuat, nara nak terus main yang merit tu, kau make sure.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor.
Nak make Mayor Tungilia.
I guess I will give that actually to Samantha. Might be able to clarify.
Samantha, tukis nak tigi akan nagon nagovio. Ukaw siri yang ita mitsano ngayon ng tukisinakti kaya akong nakawigin.
Sorry, I would need clarity on which fee the question applied to. I didn't quite.
Tukisinakti kaya akong nakawigin na rovio nalian akitong niyang mga ipitikir sa maningan ukay.
Back to you, Deputy Mayor Awa.
Tungilia Mayor. Tukisinaron na review.
My question was that it probably is.
Apere yemayagatan na solo.
The Finance Committee.
Katimayino kinao yalagayiko non. Kimekotaw yerse magaluaktoni.
Look at by the Finance Committee and.
Ambalo.
They were considered.
Isimaksaksi yagotaw loktoy takonuma. Lutaning akigertaw na sa aktuin. Kinakotaw lo tuk sa mata. Hambalo. Ilangi makwarti sa mga mata so lo makwa 1,000 meter ni
square meter 3,500. Now it's 6,000.
6,000 mo nga lang man. So lo makwarti ang iligyak sa maningan.
Look at by the.
Tukisiga sa tuin naktunga kinaw yalrinon. Kimikotaw lang mga ta.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor.
And nakumig Mayor Tungilingan.
Samantha,
kiyo yung mabiyo.
Mayor Ola's question.
Yes, thank you. This has not been brought to the Finance Committee. It was brought the first time tonight to the Planning and Development Committee. The change, the specific change in the non-residential square meters the structure was changed slightly to reflect the fact that that's the essentially the tipping point where these applications have to go to planning and development committee and council for review. So there's additional time involved in that. As well, the structure of the way that was changed so that the base fee was raised, but the incremental increase in fees in square meters was halved. So it's increased, but it's also a change in the structure that makes
it better.
Thank you, Samantha.
Kami cuma tanda akhirnya gitu. Sebelum uang aljus tiga terluka, ayo kita kami apa tahu sebelum ilang cuma akhirnya gitu. Taku ilang itu ramal. Kami lagi apa?
Thank you, Councillor Natak.
Samantha,
can you offer some clarification?
Samantha,
yes. So we are proposing a reduction in fees for affordable housing developments by nonprofits. Proposing a fee reduction by 50%. So we don't have specific relief to, like, dependent on the individual applicant. Thank you, Samantha.
Samantha.
Do you have any follow-up comment?
Yeah. Sholo nulami ilok sumulo ng bitag. Lagi nulamon akil suno negro tunga kisane ilua agago naman 65 o 70 o yung hanigano. Tema agago naman ilo tukatig ubo na sumulo tayko nga sa ati yung na kaya kama
Thank you, Councillor Natak. Samantha?
Samantha.
So we hadn't looked into that approach and to review to see if there's any requirements around structuring the TM providing a rebate in play. That would be something I could look into
committee.
Thank you, Samantha.
Samantha.
Councillor Shepherd.
Shepherd,
thank you, Madam Chair. Approve financial statements for 2021 and looking at the land development fund specifically. Difficult time with some of the proposals.
Councillor Stevenson, are you in agreement?
Councillor Stevenson, angaki kinga ba kaya tao pataman na?
Go ahead.
Thank you, Chairperson Smith.
Okay. Kaya na mitsu ba tao Smith? Angatunga.
Councillor Shepherd, that we should be raising fees for the sake of raising fees.
Thank you, Councillor Stevenson. Do we have a time frame to bring this back to the table? Our next meeting is
August 16.
Into September? Or September, I guess.
September,
September meeting?
All
right, can I get a motion to defer this item
September
September
development meeting?
Okay, amended your motion? Would we like to vote on that? Sure. Just a comment from Councillor Shepherd. Go ahead.
A bit more justification for expenses that we're incurring. A little more background information. That's what I personally would like to see.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. Thank you, everybody. To our next item, request for decision, land disposal bylaw.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Department of Community and Government Services has requested that the city records do indicate that there may have been a lease payment in the late 90s. The options are to approve the land disposal bylaw, refer the application back to staff for further analysis, or refuse the land disposal bylaw. Staff recommends that the Planning Development Committee recommend that Council give first and second readings to the land disposal bylaw for lot 20, lot 206.
Thank you, Samantha. Can I get a motion
to recommendations? Councillor
Shepherd moves.
Councillor Stevenson.
Thank you, Chairperson Smith. I drove by this building and it turned into something. To look into the possibility of a road between the two NCC
buildings.
Crescent, I think it's called. I know that we did see drying of that road, and there was some talk about it. I sent an email maybe a month ago, and was told that hear from it. I'm just concerned that we're going to make a decision. It may relate to the road. So I'd like to know the presentation on the potential an actual presentation on that.
If I may, I'd like to refer the question to Michelle. I think she has more of the background on the question. Thank you.
Yes. So we did receive that request. We have been in discussion with engineering. Based on the drawings that we've seen, there's no impact on this particular lot. There's lots that are kind of at the end
I guess I would like assurance that there's been some discussion with NCC because they haven't had a decision from the city.
There has not been to date a decision with NCC on that's basically the other party that we need to follow up with. There will be discussions with NCC. I appreciate your comment sooner than later.
Thank you, Michelle.
Stevenson,
Thank you, Deputy Mayor.
Michelle.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And thank you for the question. We can reach out to
Parent-Centered
Deputy Mayor Awa.
I think my question was that I think we talked, mentioned about the transportation roles. We want to talk about the road. Is there a plan?
Madam Chair. I misunderstood your question, but yes, the plan you referred to is the transportation master plan, and that was completed and finalized a couple of months ago. So that was done in consultation with the engineering department as well, who's involved in that plan. It does not address this particular road, but it does talk about the needs for road infrastructure in this area. So it does talk about the road link between Mazak Court next to the Justice Center. But in the other direction, so this broader plan it was one that we wanted to bring forward, bring forward a presentation that would be appropriate to bring forward to this committee in summary form in terms of what are the things proposed for transportation infrastructure, what will be needed over the next years, so that could be brought forward as well.
Thank you, Michelle. Vote to follow staff recommendations on all in favor? Unanimous. Thank you. There's no in-camera session tonight, which is on to item 7, adjournment. So anyone, Deputy Mayor Hawa? Shepherd, second. All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a lovely evening.